Okay, we're learning here today Perek Hei Mishnevav.
We did Hei already?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
We're up to Mishnevav. Elu kelim she'enu umen rashai l'macham. The following utensils, umen is not allowed to sell. Now, what does that mean? Let's see over here at the Rav. The Rav writes, she'enu umen rashai l'macham b'shvias. He now let us sell kelim in the year of Shvias. Why may you not sell kelim in the year of Shvias? What does the Rav say? The Rav says, what did Rav say? Because he is suspect. He is suspect on Shvias.
Good.
It's the only purchasing you came to buy. Period. So he's saying, you're not allowed to even buy a tractor. You can't buy a tractor, you can't buy a plow, you can't buy all the implements that one needs to cultivate a field, because since a person who's a farmer, he is suspect of buying these things for Shvias. Okay, so number one is Macharesha, a plow. Okay, Macharesha, where's Macharesha? They don't even show a plow in this picture over here. Macharesha, v'chol kilach, all of its utensils. Ha'ol yog. Macharesha is a plow, v'chol kilach, ha'ol is a yog, v'hamizra. What's a mizra? A mizra is a pitchfork. A pitchfork. You know, I've seen this. You know they use it? Okay, hamizra. Okay, next is the hadeker. What's a deker? A deker is, oh, here's the oil. Look at that. Here's the oil. The oil is the yoke. Here's the oil. Is the yoke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you attach it to the neck of the animal. Here's the deker. The deker is the dagger.
Looks like he's choking him.
Here's the oil.
Oh, the deker.
The deker. It's like the dagger goes into the ground to go into pull up.
ISIS used this stuff.
Yeah? Okay, they're from the... The cholkelecha oil v'hamizra v'hadeke mizra. The mizra is the pitchfork. Then we have the deker. We have the deker over here. Aval mechukah magal yad. Okay, that's what you're not allowed to sell. But you're allowed to aval mechukah. But you're allowed to sell a magal yad. You're allowed to sell a magal yad. Here it is, a magal yad. This you can sell because this is not only used for shvita purpose. This is used for domestic things. Okay, it's used not only for shvita. Magal yad, magal kotzer. Here's a magal kotzer. Okay, it looks like a deker. I guess it's not. It looks like a deck, but it's a malchotzer. V'agol, v'agol b'chol kilecha, that's the wagon b'chol kilecha. Ze'aklal kol shemanachtoi b'yuchedes la'aveira. Any utensil that is designated la'aveira, also lis l'head, but if it's used for both is l'head, it is mutter. Let's see the Rav. The Rav over here says, Rishai l'macham b'shvias, yinala sel in the year of Shemitah, l'fisha hu choshud al ha-shvias, avalimisha, ein choshud al-shori, de'ein l'koine elo, yinala sel l'shvias to a person. The uman is nala sel to a person who's choshud. Not everyone is the same. There's some very good people out there that are not suspect of doing avera, so those people they can sell to. Okay? Like you. But you can buy because you're a tzaddik.
Right.
You're a tzaddik. You're a true tzaddik.
That's right.
If everyone in the world was like you, Mashiach would have come a long time ago.
Okay, thank you very much. That's a very
because
kind,
you're a tzaddik.
Very kind words you've said.
L'fiyah shuchash ala shvias aval l'misha in chash de'ishoy de'in koin ne'ela l'hatznia. Other people are born l'hatznia ad achar shvias. Mizra, what's a mizra? Mizra is a pitchfork. She zoyrin boy hatzvua begarwin, which you winnow. You throw up the grain and you winnow the grain with begarwin. Deker is kim yosei b'shal barzel. It's a peg. A starker peg goes into the ground. You hear? So your seed ne'eman. Yeah? Okay, it's a yosed kmendeka shalbarzel shakarin shakarin kol tosa. They call it kol toroi balas. It's called balas, beloshen amzor, a kol toroi. V'hu osu lichbor boy es hakarko, loshen vayidkor es hanshneem, vayidkor he pierced. Pinchas, ben elazor, ben aron hakoyin, heishavis chamasim yal, ben heishav lekanes kresim sechom. V'loi chili si es meishav b'kinasi lechei nemar, hiri noi sein loi es brisi shaloim.
You say the whole parasha? Come on.
Magal yad, magal kotzer v'agol. What's a magal yad, magal kotzer v'agol? Mutonim yilaris l'bor mutonim shemu hu roitzel liktzor min ahefker. These things are not only used for prohibited purposes, used for permissible purposes to cut min ahefker. V'lhovi v'agol l'machal beis. So you can take the wagon and bring food, transport food to your home. V'ein yisrael l'lhovi harbe v'lasseis. It's only forbidden when you want to bring a lot. to when you want to lahavi to bring a lot of food and to make an oitzer. Okay, that's it. We did the whole mishnah. Now we do all the pictures. Okay, this is the old nedeker. Mishamshim lachalicha sakarka v'davis also b'shvius to use it to plow the karka aser mishamish l'tzar meruva. They use it to cut a lot. Okay, it's, that's the issue is a lot. That's the very yisoy. These things are used to cut a lot. This is used chalicha is forbidden and l'tzar har meruva. Okay, why is this aser? Garinim choyzim v'nayfel mar. It's winnowing. You throw up the grain and the klipos. The klipos to fly away in the wind. Fly away in the wind. Klipos. But they have to land somewhere. I know where they land.
In Yisrael, right here. Hey, Berlin.
This is a record. Nitzris.
Been broadcasted all over the world.
Okay. The day someone will listen to this, okay, the little dots. Why? Maybe you'll become a famous person.
Maybe.
And then everyone's going to want to hear all of your comments.
Maybe.
Okay, the little dots over here. Boom. Okay. Let's go vayita. So let's chaz the mishnah over here. Also, lasas a garin klai malasef and harbe miperos shviyus v'im ein v'chinen v'im ken a mizra b'shamish l'mlachasis. So the mizra is used for prohibited purpose. Mishamish looks on ma'at luot, a small amount. Okay, let's chaz in the mishnah. Okay, we did the whole mishnah. We did one mishnah. At least we did a mishnah. Elu kelim she'ein ha'umen mashay l'machim. The following utensils that the umen is not allowed to sell. What are the utensils? Mashvias, macharesh kol kelecha. Oil is the yolk. Ve'hamizre. The nizre.
It says sell.
What?
It just says sell. It says sell. I can't sell it.
What? You now let us sell. No, you now let us sell to a person. It says over here in the rabbi, a person that's choshud. A person who's choshud al shvias. You now let us sell these kelim to a person who is choshud on shvius. Okay, who is choshud? So who? Elu kelim. Who are the people? Elu. So the woman is you're the one who manufactures these kelim. So the manufacturer is not allowed to sell to a person who has a reputation and is going to use in the year of shemitah. Elu kelim shenu umen v'shay l'machram. Now one is machadesh is a plow, all of its suborning utensils. Number two is oil is the yoke. That's the yoke. Number three is the hanizre. The nizre is the winnow. The pitchfork used for winnowing, the hadeker. That's this thing which is used to go and soften the earth to produce a lot. That's this picture over here. Umagel kotzir. And the magel kotzir, what's the magel kotzir? A magel kotzir, here's a magel kotzir, here's a magel yad. The agol of chol kilecha, the akval kol shemalachta im yuchedas la'aver to do a lot, osur, the isur, the head, but it's only going to be used for both isur, the head, then the halakh is neutral, it is permitted. Good? Good?
Yeah.
Are you clear? Should we do chazir again?
Osur,
the isur, the head. If the utensil is used for things that are prohibited in the year of Shemitah and things that are permissible in the year of Shemitah, then you're allowed to sell it. If this implement is used in the year, is used, can be used for permissible uses. La Avera.
For
plowing the field is an Avera. Plowing the field, you're not allowed to plow the field in the year of Shemitah. It is an Avera. You're never allowed to plow the field in the year of Shemitah. Never. There's no exception made. No. That was Erev Shvius. In the year before Shemitah, maybe before Shemitah, you're allowed, but you're never allowed to plow the field during the year of Shemitah. It is forbidden to go and plow the field during the year of Shemitah. The old Nedeker is categorically forbidden. The old Vadeker. That is Machadesh Hulilecha Oil. The oil is the yoke. The oil, the Hamizra, is the pitchfork. The hadeker, avamoichu magal yad, but things which are used meaning that you can use it for permissible purposes. What is called a permissible purpose? A permissible purpose is when you're not going to cut, harvest a lot. You're only going to harvest a small amount, or you're going to transport food from the field into your home. So things which can be used for prohibited purposes and permissible purposes, that you're allowed to sell in Yom Shemitah. It's like a tape recorder. You can use a tape recorder for good things. You can use a tape recorder for bad things. Right, so something which is permissible and forbidden, that is that is laver also is let him to good khaz and no khamo wa khaz again a look halim shein umm wa shail mahm fal you tend so you tell umm is not allowed to sell that shvis to a person that's khosh shvis no is maharisha a plow the whole kelach number 2 is also yoke wa hamisra and a pitchfork to hadeker and a deck, because these things are only used for prohibited purposes. Different mail it's also some things for person's khosh shvis avu ba Machreishah here. Machreishah, the plow, oh, the tapa doesn't show that. You're right. Good point. There is no image of a plow. Good, very good point. Very good. A machreishah v'chol kilecha, or all the yoke v'hamizra, all is this. V'hamizra, things that are forbidden.
These are going through all the kilecha, no?
You're a genius.
Thank you.
You're a genius. Unbelievable. Absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. In the incense of Mishnah, Ha'ol v'hamizra ha'deker, Avol mechu magol yad, you can sell a magol yad, and a magol katsir, v'agol v'chol kilecha, ze ha'klal kol shemalachta miyuchedis la'avera osur. Le'is le'heter, but if it's miyuchedis le'is le'heter, then it's going to be less le'heter, it's going to be mutter. Okay, Mishnah Zayin. Hayoitzer meicher chamesh amoich hayoitzer meicher chamesh kadei kadei shemen v'chamesh asoda kadei yayin. The yoitzer. Oh, it's a perfect Mishnah for Elo. Ki hi nei hayoitzer biyad. Wait. Ki chohoi mer biyad hayoitzer. Yeah.
Right.
You're about tefila.
Definitely.
You're about tefila. We are choymer biyad hayoitzer.
Correct.
Kei elo hayoitzer. The yoitzer meicher chamesh kade shemen v'chamesh esrei kade yain. A lot of stuff, 5 pitchers of oil and 15 pitchers of yain.
Hayoitzer is the person who made the
creator. The woman is the one who makes the barrels. The yoitzer, let's see, we'll see. Islalis the chamesh kadei shemen, chamesh esher kadei yain, shekein darko lohavi min hahefter, because this will only be used for permissible purposes. A person who makes klicheres, moicher afilu lechashud al hashvius, even to a person that is suspect of violating the laws of shvius, chamisha kadei shemen, 5 pitchers of oil, v'chamisha osar kadei yain, and 15 pitchers of yain. You have to be concerned. Maybe it's going to violate the laws. You don't have to be concerned that maybe he's going to use the 15 pitchers of yain for shemen. Think about that. I'm selling you 5 pitchers for shemen, which is permitted, but maybe when I sell, you're going to take the pitchers that are used for oil for shemen, and that means you're going to be in violation, because 15, more than 5 of oil is no good. So if I'm going to sell you 15 pitchers, if I'm going to sell you 15 pitchers of shemen, so of yayin, so maybe I'll use those 15 pitchers of yayin for shemen, and that means I've exceeded the limit, the cap of 5. You've gone from 5 to 15. How about that? You look a little bit distraught.
Not at all.
Hayoitza moicher chamesh kadei shemen v'chamesh esher kadei yayin. Ha'umin ha'isa klei cheres moicher afilu choshul al shvius chamisha kadei shemen v'chamisha asur kadei yayin. You don't have to worry the buyer is going to take the pictures of yain and use it for shemen, and then he's going to be using more than he's allowed to.
He's going to be using these things for the wrong thing.
For forbidden purposes. He's going to use 15. Yeah. He's going to use the 15 of yayin for shemen.
He's going to empty it out and use it for shemen?
No, you're only allowed to sell him 5 containers of for oil. 5. You're not allowed to sell more than 5. You sell 6 is an isser. But if I'm going to sell you 15 containers for wine, who's going to prevent the buyer from taking those 15 and using it for shemen? So then it's equivalent to selling him 6 for shemen, more than 5 for shemen. You're only allowed to sell a maximum number of 5 containers for oil. But I'm allowed to sell him 15 containers for yayin. But if I sell you 15 for Yayin, you're going to take those 15 and use it for Shemen. So then it's as if I sold you more than 5 for Shemen, which is an Isser.
Yes.
So why not? Because the utensils that are used for Yayin cannot be used for Shemen. It doesn't work. It doesn't just not does doesn't work. So it says over here, he wants all of them for Shemen. Or maybe I'll take the 5 that I sold him for Shemen, I'll add it to the 15 of Yayin, I'll have 20 for Yayin. So I've sold him more than 15 for Yayin. You're only allowed to sell him 15 for Yayin. Now it's true, like I sold him 20 for Yayin. Yeah? The utensils, the material that you use to make a pitcher of oil is not the same material you use to make a pitcher of yain. It's different matter. It's different chomer, and they cannot be interchanged. Is that clear, sir? You look at it like you're in a daze.
I understand, so let's go further.
Okay, Vaita? Now, Hayoitzer, Moicher Chamish Kadayasham, Chamish Eshri, Kadayayim, Shakin Darko, Shalahavi, Menahevke.
If a Yoitzer sells 5 Kadayashem and
15 Kadayayim, it's mutter.
It's mutter. Shakin Darko, Lahavi, Menahevke.
Because that amount of wine and oil that you fill up, 5 containers of oil and 15 containers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 1, 2, 3, the 15, that's 50, right? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 plus 5 is 11.
It's one of the things you do with that girl who says, are you married? Famous niece.
Okay, so it says here, V'im shekein darko lahavi min ha'hefker, you can bring it. So if it's, that's why, because hefker means that you're not using it for prohibited purposes. Since I'm only bringing it from hefker, I'm only bringing it from hefker. It's only a small amount, a large one. That's why it's mutter. Hayoitzer moicher chamesh kadeshem v'chamesh esher kadeshem shein darko lahavi min ha'hefker. So if I'm not in violation, then heavy yoitzer mikan mutter. If you bring more than this, maybe you kind of loy chashin shema min hashmin min hamshumar the shvius heavy. Let's say you bring more than this. Let's say you bring vim heavy yoyser mikan. You bring more than this. Motor v'loy chashin and shema min hamshumar the shvius heavy. Wait, vim heavy yoyser mikan motor. What does that mean? Shekein darkul havim and hefker vim heavy yoyser mikan motor. 148. Let's see the picture. 148. Vim heavy anavim Ha'isim yoyser mechamish eshrei kadeshemen. Mutu limko lo yoyser mechamisha osar kadim. If he brings more, let's say he brings into your silo, he brings in, here are my grapes. Can you please provide me with enough containers to fill up these grapes? And these grapes, we make a calculation, needs more than 15.
Grapes. They're going to make yayin.
But right now, I need to fill them up. I can't have a line in my wagon. And they make a calculation. The calculation says that we need to fill up, we need 20 containers for all of these grapes. Mutter limko lo yosa mechamisha osar kadim, more than 15 kadim. Ve'ein choyshashem shema elu anavim mishumadim. We need not be concerned that maybe these grapes are forbidden. Nimtza hamoicha misayel dvar havera. So what's saying over here? V'im hevim yoyser. Let's say he brings. In these two cases, it seems like he's just coming into your store to buy. Yeah? He's coming in empty-handed. Can I please buy from you some containers? So you're allowed to give him 5 containers of oil and 15 containers of yayin. But if he comes in with the goods, he comes into the store with the olives, or he comes into your store with the grapes, and he needs more than 5 or more than 15, then you can give him more than 5 or more than 15. But maybe what he's bringing you into the store is iser. No, you need not suspect him that he is in violation of the halakha. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yes.
We don't have to be concerned that Shemin Hashem Mishum had Javi. Umoicher lenachem v'aretz. Umoicher lenachem v'aretz. And you're allowed to sell lenachem v'aretz. V'loichai shinun shema yachzer hanachri v'yim kreim. And he will sell it li Yisrael hechoshud. Uli shol b'chutz li'aretz. That's us. V'loichai shinun shema yoyelichem v'aretz. They'll take their Yisrael inami shol shema Yachnis the second yain the shaman shall shvius shehevi mi eretz Yisrael the loy yichmir chachamim kol chachonat somachne. Okay, so the bottom line over here is let's chaz the Mishnah Zayin. Are there any more pictures on the other page? No more pictures. Okay, so the Mishnah says hayoitzer, a person who is in the profession of making beautiful pictures of oil and they use different notes, different color.
Oil and wine.
Different color. Hayoitzer moicher is allowed to sell chamesh kadei shemen, v'chamesh esrei kadei yain.
You're
allowed to sell. Why? Because that amount is the average amount that you acquire from hefker. Shekein darko l'havi min hefker. Because that amount is a small amount, and that amount is there's no if a person would that's the amount that person brings olives and grapes from hefker. So there will usually not be any violation of halacha when the person accumulates this amount of grapes and grapes and olives. Hayoitzer moicher chamesh kadei shemen chamesh kadei yain shekein adarko l'havi min hefker. Vim hevi yoitzer mikan. Let's say the person comes into your store and he has in his possession more olives and more grapes. Vim hevi yoitzer mikan mutter. Then it is permitted. It's mutter. Why is it mutter? It's mutter. It is permitted.
Why is it mutter? You didn't answer the question.
Because you do not need to suspect. You don't have to go open up their account books. If a person comes into your store and he has grapes and he has olives and he needs more, so you just stop to sell him empty, and you don't know what he's going to do with it, you're not allowed to. But if he already comes to you with all the merchandise, you need not suspect that what he has in his possession is forbidden. Okay? So two different cases. One case is stop. You're in the store, you get an order. Order comes in. Someone wants 20 containers for yayin. You're not allowed to sell. The max is 15. It is forbidden. But if the guy walks into the store with the olives and the grapes, then you allow him whatever he needs. Since already he brought the stuff in, you don't have to suspect that what he's bringing is forbidden. Okay, is that clear? Is that clear?
Thank you, Bill.
Hayoitzer. Okay, this is Mamish Hashkocha Prat, so we're learning this in Rosh Chodesh Elul. Hayoitzer. Ki choymer biyad hayoitzer.
Go ahead.
Moicher chamesh kadei shemen v'chamesh esrei kadei yayin shekein darko l'havi min hefker. That's normal. V'im hevi yosem mikan. Let's say he brings more mutter. You could also sell him because you don't have to suspect. Moicher l'nachem. You're allowed to sell containers to a guy ba'aretz, and you need not be concerned that the guy will go and the guy moicher l'nachem. You need not be concerned the guy will go and be a reseller. Will be a reseller. I'll sell him containers. And then a Jew will buy for him more containers. The Jew will be buying containers in violation of the law. We'll be buying more containers. And you're also allowed to sell all these Yisrael b'chutzlars. And you need not be concerned that they're going to take these things and go to Eretz Yisrael and sell to Jews who are in violation. You'll always find the kunz. You seem out of it.
Go ahead. Right in. I'm in it.
Okay, is that clear?
As a bell.
Next Mishnah. The Shammai Mishnah says, Loyim ko loy paru v'chareshes, asher yishinah legos ala paru that's charesh b'shvius, v'yisil matirim, v'mnei shu yochol l'shachta, a paru that normally plows. Are you allowed to sell in shvius? So according to Rabbi Shammai, it's also because he may use it. But he still says, no, he'll use it for basar, he'll shacht it. Moichol loy paris, afilu b'shas hazera, you're allowed to sell fruit, even when it's a planting season, u'mashu loy so'osoy, and you're allowed to lend him so aval pishahu yodesh yesh loy gorin, even though you know that he has a gorin, upoirate loy maos aval pishahu yodesh yesh loy poilim, ukulam peferish asurim. Okay, so what is it? Meichel peros. I feel mishas shazera. You let it go sell peros. Mutter limkar luchoshed peros. I feel mishas zria. You let it sell fruit even during time of shavuos. Anu toilim shelachil lekane hachoshed ve'ein kan misil deravia. We assume that this little guy here, big couple, nice, goes way below the knee. His dress goes way below the knee. He's going to eat it for eating. Ain anu choyshem shema lizria kana. We don't have to suspect that he's going to use a lizria. Okay? Good?
Yes.
Next picture. Mashalos so'osa alpi shayadeh shayash lagarin. Mutu lahashayel lachoshu lachoshut. Mutu lahashayel lachoshut so'osa. A measuring utensil. That's what it is. It's a measuring utensil. Are you allowed to lend this guy a measuring utensil? Choshel hashvius. What are the possibilities? Either he's going to use it anu tolem shamud shamoidit chitim l'chin for grinding. He's going to take it in order to see as a measuring. He's going to put it into the grinder l'chin l'tzech achilas, which is mutav in time b'sel l'vavera. And we're not going to suspect. Ain anu choshem shema l'medida goyin shal peris shvius. We're not going to be chosh. He's going to use it for forbidden purposes. Okay, next. Upoirit leimos avapi shuhu yodeh sheish lepoyalim. Mutter lifroit lachoshud matveh leprutos. You're allowed to give cash, coins, chosh ashrius, anu toilim, shachosh yishlamish vimos letzorcha v'ein kamisil dvavera. Ain anu choshem sheidnim lepoyalim. We're not to suspect. We're giving him the coins, he's going to use it for to pay the workers to plow the field. He's going to use the sieve to count money. For flour. Did you know that? That you can use a nafa to count money. It's the perfect utensil you use to count money. A new yisoid. Okay? Kavara. That's already the next Mishnah. Okay? That's all for next. Okay, we have to stop here.